This is Tri-States Public Radio News. The Lee County Board says it's almost ready to vote on a new animal control ordinance. Supporters say they're okay with the latest delay as long as something is approved soon. Don and Joyce Carlson of Moore Powdertown attended this week's county board meeting. They told the supervisors they feel like prisoners in their own home, scared to leave because a neighbor allows his dog to run loose.
We haven't been able to go out of our house without some kind of armament or protection, and we were going to have our
grandkids mow the lawn because he was in a wheelchair. We couldn't have them come help.
Don Carlson says this has been going on for more than a year, so he says he's glad the county is finally doing something about it. County Attorney Clinton Boddicker says the scaled-back version would make it illegal for a dog or cat to run at large in rural areas. Owners would also face charges if their dog or cat attacked another person or domestic animal, or if it destroyed property. The original version would have also made it illegal for an owner to allow a dog to bark or howl continuously, or for a dog or cat to not wear a collar with a valid rabies vaccination tag. But those aspects were removed because county board members expressed concerns about placing too many rules on rural animal owners. The current version needs to be reviewed by the sheriff before the board will vote on it. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.